It would have to be. It would have to be opening. Yeah. Funny you mentioned that, because I definitely wrote something up last night. Because I had this idea last night, and I realized, you know what? Even if we don't use it, it's good practice for me anyways. Yeah. I have it right here. Okay. Let me just pull it up. Put it in the Dropbox. Give me one sec. Okay. There we are. Yeah. Really? Thanks. Okay. Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad it's going to be useful. Okay. Yeah. Great. Yeah, well, that's great. Now I can just incorporate this into opening arguments, and we should be fine. Yeah. I know. It's just me and Gladys. I mean, you heard the vacuum. She is the only one here crazy enough to stay this late. But yeah, don't worry. I can wrap this up. You can go. You're good. No. Don't worry. Don't be crazy. You're good. It's literally Friday, and it's almost 7. Don't you have a girlfriend to go home to? I'm sure she's waiting. Cause isn't Friday night date night still a thing? Okay. Well, that's shitty to hear. You know what? What I do have to say on that is, unfortunately, I am an attorney. I'm not Dr. Phil. So I am not a relationship expert by any means. As you've seen, I'm quite literally married to this job. So, well, I mean, like, I'll go out on dates with guys, and like, a girl's got needs, and a girl will take care of those needs. But yeah, I don't know. Relationships just aren't really my thing. It's a lot of drama, usually. I just don't really like it, yeah. Yeah, but definitely sex to hear about you and your girlfriend. Have you guys been going out a long time? Right. How did you guys meet? You're joking. Stop. There's no way. Are you kidding? You're dating the CEO of Pfizer's daughter? Are you crazy? Why? Oh my God. She is possibly, you know what, I'm sorry. You know what, no, never mind. You know what, she's your girlfriend. I'm not gonna do that. Your girlfriend's kind of the worst. I remember when I started here as a paralegal, I had greeted her and invited her to the conference room because that's where we were having the deposition that day. And, you know, it was part of my responsibility to ask if she wanted water. And she looked me up and down, and she said, "Is it from the tap?" And I was like, Yes. And she looked at me with this disbelief and disgust and was like, I only drink Voss water. I don't touch tap water. And of course then she just, you know, walked off into the conference room in her $5,000 dress and Prada heels and, you know, clearly blew you away. Stop. She is high maintenance, and I have only met her like two times. And each time she has been just so disrespectful. At least now that I make a little more. Okay, now that I make a lot more, I dress better. And so there's like a slight difference, slight improvement with how she treats me. But she still treats anyone who she thinks lower than her as garbage, which is kind of gross. Yeah. But I mean, no, you know what? I don't even know. I think it's the fact that it's like the end of the week that my brain is fried, because I was about to say something super inappropriate. So I feel like that's a sign that you should just like get out of here and go home to your high maintenance Prada pussy. I feel like you should just go, honestly, because she's probably waiting, and she's looking at her Rolex watch going, where's the man that my daddy paid for? Sorry. Anyways. No, I can't say it. I can't, honestly. Okay, fine. I was gonna say that if she's so uptight, I don't know if this is true. I have nothing to base this on, but I've heard that the redeemable quality of girls who are super uptight is that at least the pussy is nice. The pussy is not nice either. Okay, so you really just got shafted. That sucks, dude. Because I don't know how I'm supposed to talk to you about this stuff, like, without throwing out. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. You know what? Okay, wait. Let me just get my phone real quick. Don't worry. It's totally fine. I am just gonna open up a GoFundMe for you, so we can all crowdfund you money, to get you better pussy. Because this is clearly a national crisis. Okay, anyways, whatever. It's fine. I'm just gonna finish this. Go, for real. You don't have to stay here. You want to stay here? Why? Is it that bad? It's that bad. That sucks. That really sucks. Like, I honestly, I wish I could be more articulate, but that just really sucks. I'm sorry, dude. I'm really sorry.
seeing anyone right now? Casually? No. I'm not. I was for a little bit. Yeah. I was just fucking. No, I cleared out the roster a little while back because I was like, you know what? Honestly, with everything coming up, yeah, because we have three class actions in the next 2 months. Like, it's going to be insane. So I knew that I'd just literally drive myself off a bridge if I tried to also entertain Dick in the meantime. So I've just been chilling. What? You can't ask me that. Yeah, we're the only two people here, but we're still coworkers. Like, you can't just ask me that. Shut up. Oh my god. Just because I'm not wanting to answer it, you're assuming it's been that long for me? Okay, well, to be honest, the last guy I fucked was this really just type A stockbroker, and I did not, like, I gave him 3 solid chances, three different nights. I didn't come once. made him come several times, of course. I do have that gorilla grip, so. But, so to answer your question, I guess it's kind of been like 2.5 months for me. Yeah. Like, the last time I fucked was like 2 months ago. But the last time I came from being fucked, 2.5 months ago. I mean, yeah, but it's not the same. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could, when you're masturbating, it's great and everything, and, you know, coming is for me when, you know, I'm exploring. it's pretty much a sure thing, but with sex, there's that, like, excitement, you know? There's that heat. There's that passion. And I haven't felt that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What about you? No way. There's no way. You're saying Prada pussy hasn't popped it open in 5 months? Oh my god. Dude, I'm sorry. Like, I have an obnoxiously high sex drive, and 2.5 months is hard enough as it is, but twice as long? And you're a guy. You're a big guy. Like, how is that a compliment? That's just me stating the obvious, that you are tall. Yeah. Yeah. No, honestly. Honestly, no. Like, I feel like the thing was that, you know, if you can only last a minute inside me, I don't think it's really possible to get me to come in 60 seconds without doing anything else. And, you know, that's just how it is. That's just how it has been with the last couple guys. They just don't really know what they're doing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, maybe I'm a little red because we're talking about something that is not safe for work. maybe I'm a little flustered. It's fine. How do you even... No. You're being weird. You're being weird. My foot does not keep touching your foot. Relax. It's not. But, do you have your girlfriend? I want you to stay, but why is your hand on my thigh? I feel like, I know, there has been, but I haven't said anything for a reason. You might regret it. Yeah. Hey, Gladys. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Do you have the keys? Yeah? Okay, great. Yeah, we can totally lock up. I don't have the master key. So, okay. Oh, okay, great. Thanks. All right. Bye. Okay, now the door's locked. Are we doing this or not? If you don't want to, we will never speak of it again. We'll just pretend that whatever was happening before wasn't happening. So you want this? Great. Because I do too. I want you to fuck me right on the same conference table that you met your fucking bitchy ass girlfriend. Yeah, you like that? Hmm? You like when I bring her up? Does it make your cock hard? Thinking about the fact that spoiled little brat is just waiting at home. You like that? Do you like how I run my finger from the base all the way to the tip? You like it? Just want to cup your balls with my hands. Oh my god, they're full. They're so full. They have 5 months worth of cum in them, don't they? They're so heavy. Sensitive when I kiss the top. Does she suck your cock? Or is she too good for it? No, she doesn't, does she? I guess I'll suck your cock then. Won't I? What, baby? What are you trying to say? You're trying to say that you're gonna come? I wanna taste what your cum tastes like. I wanna know it. I want you to come on my tongue. Yeah.